Oh, it's right there. What's going on, everybody? And welcome back to another edition, another installment, a new episode. I'm in my great. I got a good shirt on. It's springtime. You feel me? And welcome back to another edition, another installment, a new episode of your favorite anime podcast show that's on these beautiful streets. The Black Hockey Podcast is back. Your host, Big Ty the Pod Guy, Ty Ronza, Big Ronza, in the building. Oh my God. Y'all tell me if I got a booger in my nose. Lord have mercy. I am out here just making sure I need to get myself together. First of all, I want to say shout out to everybody that continues to listen to the podcast. Shout out to everybody that continues to watch the podcast on our Patreon. We appreciate y'all so much. Give it up for you. Again, my bad. All my hands was just in the way and everything like that. Do y'all like the new setup? This is one of the setups, right? I hope y'all like the new setup. I hope y'all like the Kendrick Lamar setup that we have in the back. You understand what I'm saying? We love us some K-Dot over here. But we love that you also love us and support the podcast and support everything we do here at Epic Echo Productions. So thank you so much for all your love and support. We will continue to bring some great content for your next. All right, so listen, new episode of Black Hockey. All right, where do I even want to start? So I was out for about 2 weeks, right? Y'all know that. Maybe I put 3 weeks on it, right? Now, Ty, why was you out for 3 weeks? Well, I was out for 3 weeks because two new games came out, and I told y'all which games were coming out. 320, then 321 on the dot. Assassin's Creed Shadows and Bleach Rebirth of Souls, okay? And for the last 2 to 3 weeks, I have been in those games. Now, of course, my lady like, well, you in the games. You in the games. But I was also doing it for podcasting purposes, for work purposes, right? Here are my reviews of both games. Let's start with the worst of the two, which is, of course, Bleach.
Trash!
I don't even know where to start. Here's where I'll start. I paid $100, $109 to be exact, for this game. Thinking, believing, assuming, right, making an ass out of myself that this game was going to be, again, 20 years in the making for a Bleach game that gives little to nothing. 20 years waiting for a Bleach game to be what every anime game, not every, because it's Jujutsu Kaisen, right? But with the Narutos and the Dragon Ball Zs and the hell, even the One Pieces of the world have done to their video games, free world, loose characters, making them agile and making them more character-based like. You understand what I'm saying? Making you feel as though you are the character. I believe that is what games across the board should make you feel like. Whether you're playing a Nintendo DS, whether you're playing a Switch, whether you're playing an Xbox, a PlayStation, you know, VR headset. I feel like if you make a great game where the characters are free in a sense, that allows the player and myself to feel as though I am that character, even if I may or may not know the character. Boom. So you get 5 arcs in this damn game, and you go from when Ichigo gets his Soul Reaper powers to when he him and Kisuke basically seal up Aizen. That's it. That is it.
Trash!
When I tell you, I was sitting here and I was looking at myself like, wait a minute. You telling me, a person who has read the Bleach mangas past and present, right? Who has watched the anime past and present, right? Who's played the Bleach games, knowing where Bleach has gone with their PlayStation games. Do you understand what I'm saying? They had a PlayStation 3 game long ago where it was fire. So I'm expecting something to that nature with an updated effect, meaning Yuhaba is in here, meaning updated characters with their Bankais are in here. No, do you know what we got? We got Byakuya, who can just do the Senkei Zenbon Zakura or Hateken, and that's it. I don't get the Stern Ritters. I don't get nobody interesting. And it's so funny that Bleach Brave Souls, that is literally on all of your devices. Like, you can go to the App Store and literally download it right now, is so much more popular and fucking better than this $100 piece of garbage.
Trash!
I literally went through the game just to say I beat it and I'm done with it. Like, I'm about to literally delete it from my shit and put it onto the side of the archives. This was bullshit. This was trash. This was bad. Don't tell me this is good. Don't tell me this was fire. Don't tell me this was, oh my God, Ty, you being harsh. No, this played just like Jujutsu Kaisen. And y'all know how hard I was on Jujutsu Kaisen. And they still didn't get it right. It's stiff. The characters are fucking stiff. The characters have never been stiff. And if you think they are stiff, hell, there was a looseness to their stiffness, if you get my drift. But no. No, this wasn't that. The gameplay was, I was trying to wrap my head around what the fuck I'm doing. Now, again, it was simple to a degree, but I'm like, I'm sorry. I come from the Naruto days. I'm just, call me biased and call me privileged in that sense. I come from the Dragon Ball Z, when hell, their characters look like pixelated, now are like looking like pixelated fucking characters, and they play better than what I played over the last 2 weeks when it came to Bleach Rebirth of Souls. This was a hot mess. This was trash. And I was just like, I can't believe I'm playing it, but I'm playing it because I bought it. And I pre-ordered it with y'all dumbasses. So y'all got y'all good $100 out of me. You got good $100 out of me. Y'all can have that too. Keep that. I hope it goes well. You feel me? Any updates, you need to hurry the fuck up. And I mean ASAP. Hurry up. There should be no reason, none whatsoever, why this game was so fucking bad. Like, I mean terribly bad. Whew. I was... And I'm hurt and disappointed. I'm looking for a Genryu Sai who can use his Bankai. I was like, oh shit, I can use Genryu Sai's Bankai. Nigga, no. I can't use that shit. I can't. What? It's not even on there. Terribly hurt. Disappointed. disappointed. But you know what game that didn't, that never lets me motherfucking down? It never lets me down. I've been playing Assassin's Creed probably since 2011, 2010. Assassin's Creed never lets me down. Hold on, I'm sorry. Let me go back to Bleach real quick. Real quick. How the fuck was the opening credits the opening scene of the game? How did the details of that look better than the details of the damn game? I mean, Uryu's hair looked like a wig. What are we doing? That the hair was terrible. Everything was. I'm sorry. Let's get back to the game at hand. AC Shadows, I'm still playing. Of course, Assassin's Creed has come out with another bona fide hit. We have the story of feudal Japan in Yasuke and Naoe. And I was very, very excited for this game because I did my research on Yasuke a little bit, watched, you know, my share of documentaries and the Netflix show, of course. And I was very excited to see how Assassin's Creed was going to mirror the Assassin's Creed brand and the adventure that all the stories have brought into another real life storyline. And they have not let me down with every mission, I pre-ordered them too, because here's the thing. I knew one of these two games was going to let me down, and I knew Assassin's Creed was not. It's not. And for me, I feel like I'm still in the beginning stages. I haven't even cracked the code yet when it comes to Assassin's Creed, but the gameplay is fire. The weapons are fire. I thought Odyssey was the shit. This is the shit. Love this game, though. This is amazing. Again, the gameplay is dope. The fighting is dope. Different missions for different folks and everything like that. Learning new things. Oh, man. Again, I'm still going through it because it's that deep. And we already know Assassin's Creed goes long. Like, you can play this for hours. They talking about up to 10 hours of gameplay. That's just like the main story. And I say that because that's like the main story. Assassin's Creed sometimes be having like 8 months worth of gameplay damn near. I'm dragging it. Maybe 3 months. Maybe a couple months worth of gameplay. For real, because they have side missions. They got side missions for the side missions. They got character side missions. They got people in the villages that got side missions. Assassin's Creed is never going to not have you doing something. You understand what I'm saying? They're never not going to have you doing something. They got you on a mission for something. After the main story is over, oh, we got a side mission here. We got a couple DLC packs here that you can play. You feel what I'm saying? So that's, I know I'm ready for those, the DLC packs that are going to come with Assassin's Creed. Like I said, I pre-ordered that. So I got the kind of their red armor, you know, already pre-ordered with their sword and blade and everything like that. So they look fire. Again, Assassin's Creed will always be my favorite game. Why? Because of their attention to detail. My girl was sitting here watching me play, and she's like, we watching this shit while they going through like their cinematic, you know, moments and shit. She's sitting there like, yo, I feel like I'm in a movie. And I'm like, because that's how Assassin's Creed plays. When they get into their cinematic bag, it feels like a movie. It feels like you win like a TV show or a drama or a movie or some shit. It really be that. So shout out to Assassin's Creed, 10 out of 10. You know, give them the awards. Give them all the awards. Y'all bet. And don't say Bleach got it either. Bleach don't got nothing. They don't. They just two stars, one star. Go back in the lab and try again. Fix it. Because that was terrible. Terrible, man. I thought I was going to get a two. I thought I was going to be surprised. I was. I was definitely surprised. I was definitely, whew. Man, I was definitely surprised. I was sick too, but surprised nonetheless. Listen, before we get out of here, I want to talk a little bit about One Piece coming back this weekend. Because I'm ready for One Piece weekend. All right? One Piece is dropping two. Not uno, but dos. Not uno, but dos. Not what? Not uno, but dos. Not what? Not uno, but dos. Two new episodes of One Piece. Oh, my God. And let me say this. Let me say this. As a Saturday morning cartoons lover, anime lover, still to this day, I don't care. Judge me if you want to. Solo Leveling held it down for the couple months that they were there, right? They held it down. You feel me? You're like, they had a fantastic season finale. They held it down. The winter anime slots held it down. It is time for the Fire Forces of the world. It is time for the One Pieces of the world to return. It is time for the spring and summer anime to flock into the breeze. Oh my God, my son. Now, like, I feel better. You understand what I'm saying? Because my Saturday mornings, my Sunday mornings are now about to be jam-packed. I'm ready for Bleach too. I'm ready for the final season. Because this final season is about to be nuts. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's about to be nuts. It's about to be crazy. Oh my God. Oh, I can't even fathom how this is about to play out. Fire Force Season 3. One Piece continuing. If y'all remember, Kizaru is on the way. Right? This is where we get into Kizaru, one of the five elders who, I can't spoil it for those who just watched the anime, but one of the five elders is on the way with him. Oh, it's about to get good. It's about to get good. And shout out to the manga, because the manga going crazy too. You feel what I'm saying? We see that a big old fight is brewing in Elbaf. And I believe, you know, everybody been saying Loki is evil and everything. Loki may be big and evil. Or look evil. Look big and evil, excuse me. But I don't think he's evil. I really don't think he's. I think that my man's is misunderstood. You understand what I'm saying? He may be a big ass, and I mean gigantic ass, like giant. But I just think he misunderstood. And I think because he's misunderstood, and because Luffy can whoop his ass, obviously, we can already tell that. I feel like there will be an allegiance there because we already see him not turn down, you know, Shanks' brother and old girl, you know, the Holy Knights. You understand what I'm saying? You already turned down the Holy Knights. So what? Like, I was already locked up and chained up anyway. So, you know, we hear, I hope they stopped whatever was going on with Ragnarok and everything. Again, we got the other Holy Knights who was causing havoc with the children and everything. Again, I'm going to read up and get caught up and bring some more content to y'all next week. Again, y'all tell Bandai that they let me down. You feel me?
Trash!
They let me down when it came to Bleach. I was so excited. Y'all didn't even... I didn't even really play the game until I got these games, real talk. And to be let down like that hurt my spirit, hurt my spirit. All right, y'all. I love y'all. Y'all have a great evening. Have a great weekend. Have a great week. We'll be back next week with a new episode. Let me know what y'all want to talk about in the comments below. Shout out to everybody that continues to listen to us and watch us. Subscribe to our Patreon. $3 a month if you would like more content. And it's free for a week if you would like to see more content of me on there. Of course, we don't, you know, post our full episodes on YouTube anymore. So that's where you can check out full episodes via video on our Patreon page. Patreon, www.patreon.com/Epic Echo Productions. All right. Thank you so much. I love y'all. Peace, love, and hair grease. And of course, this has been another one.